Waves of precipitation will continue to impact the northern plains and upper Midwest as we finish out this week, and then the bottom of the barrel will drop out of our temperature regime and bitter cold conditions will occur this weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Significant snow is beginning to fall across quite a few areas coming out of the northeast corner of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota and extending to the southeast, reaching the Fargo area and extending down towards the Minneapolis area, although Minneapolis is not yet involved with much snow. But as we go forward through the afternoon and into the evening, that will certainly change. Now, this first disturbance is still carrying with it a considerable amount of rain to the south of the snow band, and that includes the central through southeastern portions of North Dakota into eastern South Dakota and eventually into southwestern Minnesota. The overnight will bring some cooling into some of these areas that are seeing the rain, and a little bit of a change over to snow is likely to occur, although the moisture in the atmosphere will be draining out and we will not be able to get much in the way of significant snow to fall in some of those areas. So the greatest precipitation event is going to be the snow, and just from this storm alone we'll likely see some of the snow accumulations working their way into the range of 3 to 9 inches, and it will be a tough afternoon and evening of travel across some of that region. But as we go forward into the day tomorrow, we'll see a little short-term break in the precipitation. In fact, that will likely occur as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. A weak surface high pressure center will be present as we go forward through the morning tomorrow, and we'll have some sunshine, and we'll quickly move the high pressure system into Minnesota. And as we do that, we'll bring back the cloudiness, and another chance for a wintry mix of precipitation types will likely occur from the central through the eastern parts of the Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota. And right behind that will be a cold surge that promises to bring down the temperatures over the weekend. And as that comes through the region, some additional light snow and blowing snow is likely to evolve. And that'll be late Thursday night through Friday. And we'll look for the snow to be mostly light, but it will still impact a part of our region a little bit more significantly on Friday night going into Saturday as another little disturbance pushes across the region. Total snow accumulations after today will be light, running a trace upwards to about 3 inches. We will expect bitter cold conditions to follow, though, and the low temperatures over the weekend are still advertised to slip into some negative 20s and negative teens across North Dakota and northern Minnesota, while negative teens and negative single digits occur farther to the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.